Greetings and welcome to Church Online today, a place to gather virtually together, a place to draw near to our great God, a place to grow, reflect and pray. And we do so walking gently and respectfully on the lands where each of us are at this moment. My name is Lynn, I'm the minister at Adelaide West and sharing with you today. As we meet together, we always light a candle. Not just as a habit, but as a tangible symbol of the presence of God as we gather in this way. Reverend Dr. Auntie Denise Champion was inducted as theologian in residence at Uniting College, our neighbour, in this last week. We congratulate Auntie Denise on this important appointment and look forward to her ongoing contribution to the life of our church and also our nation as she leads and inspires us in so many ways. In our community life, the youth had a dessert night. All courses were dessert. And this last Friday went to Bounce, and all youth in high school age are welcome to join us on Friday nights during term time. In our community, congratulations to Dan and Holly on their engagement recently, and also congratulations to Will and Hannah on the birth of their son, Edward. We celebrate together with you all. Today we're coming to you from a new setup. I'm on the other side of the screen. We've been in a meeting room at Adelaide West for over a year, and now we've moved to an office, which we hope will give us better flexibility with filming. Unfortunately, we weren't able to set everything up properly as yet, as James, our videographer and editor, is unwell. So we've done the best we can, and please bear with us as we sort out the light and sound over the next couple of weeks. We sing praise and thanksgiving. Oh, praise to the Almighty. Sing praise to our God.
Mark 4:26-34. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. As soon as the corn is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything. And the second reading is from 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to 17. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From little things, big things grow. I wonder what you think of when you hear this. Or perhaps you're now singing. The song From Little Things, Big Things Grow has been hijacked somewhat for superannuation ads, and there are many that actually don't know its roots at all. From Little Things, Big Things Grow was written by Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly, and it tells the story and pays tribute to Gurindji leader Vincent Lingiari, who in 1966 led Aboriginal cattle workers in a strike against the wealthy landowners of Wave Hill Station in the Northern Territory. At the time, it was the largest cattle station in the world. They'd been treated appallingly, working for nothing but rations and basically treated as slaves, and they'd had enough. And they were seeking their land back. Against the powerful and rich Lord Vesti, the station's owner, one would have thought their walk-off was never likely to succeed. But in 1975, after 8 years of strikes, Prime Minister Gough Whitlam returned a portion of land to the Gurindji people, symbolically pouring a handful of sand into Lingiari's palm. It was a significant moment for the First Peoples and for Australia as a nation. I encourage you to read the lyrics of the song as it tells this story, a story of our history, of incredible leadership, a story of standing up to injustice. And the last verse has these words: that was the story of Vincent Lingiari, but this is the story of something much more, how power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. Vincent had a vision of a better future, a grand plan that did not involve slavery and injustice, a grand plan that restored dignity and justice. The kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is God's grand plan for the world, for us, for creation, for all. The kingdom of God is like. These are words of Jesus as he talks in parables. The parable universe is a parallel universe. Parallels, illustrations that are a window into the kingdom. Parables offering a window, but not total understanding. These look simple and we can jump to conclusions, but when Jesus explains them, there's more to them than we first think. Here we imagine Jesus talking to a bunch of farmers. They're talking about the weather, when they sowed, when they expect to harvest, the trouble they're having with mice. And Jesus starts to talk to them about the kingdom of God in terms they understand, in their language, in their context. In the first the parable of the growing seed, a farmer scatters seed on the ground and the seed sprouts and grows, and when it's ripe, the farmer harvests it. It's pretty straightforward. Seed is sown, it grows, it's harvested. There's no risk assessment, no growth plan, no 35-step strategy that we would do. There's a life of grace here, grace scattered. We don't do anything. Grace comes to us. Grace is what God brings us even if we're asleep. We can't earn grace. It's an immense gift. And there's more here than the literal. There's a grand plan of the kingdom of God. Scholars believe this is speaking about the seed time for God's long-promised and long-awaited harvest. The kingdom of God is at hand. The seed has been scattered and it will grow. Its growth doesn't rely on humans. The harvest will come, and Jesus is that harvest. In the second parable, he talks about a mustard seed. Jesus is quite fond of mustard seeds. He uses it a number of times. It was proverbially and commonly known at the time as the smallest thing. I've always pictured a large tree here, but here it states it's the largest of all garden plants. And we're not thinking a gum tree here is a garden plant. In fact, the Greek here translates garden plant, shrub, or herb. The mustard tree in the Middle East is a scrappy, unformed tree or shrub. Although scholars can't agree on which plant Jesus had in mind at the time, some believing it was a perennial shrub, growing anew every spring. In any case, the tiny seed, one which they knew, yields a large shrub, perhaps growing up to 3 meters, birds perching in the branches. From little things, big things grow. Here we have Jesus in Galilee, surrounded by a local crowd, and this small beginning is the beginning of the kingdom of God. The mustard seed is small at the start, but it grows into a large shrub, and the birds of the air use the shrub for shade. The prophets Ezekiel and Daniel in the Old Testament use this as an image of a great kingdom growing like a tree until those around can shelter under it. The kingdom that will eventually offer shade to the whole world. This shrub or tree is quite invasive, with shoots that take over the surrounding area, and it grows well beyond what anyone might have imagined possible from a tiny seed. Mark was writing this gospel around 70 CE in the Common Era, during a time that the message of Jesus was gaining popularity far beyond what anyone might have expected from a tiny seed. The life and death of Jesus, a marginal Jew, killed as an enemy of the state and blasphemer. The kingdom of God is invasive. It spreads. From little things, big things grow. These two parables remind us that growth is a mysterious and surprising process, and they give us clues as to the nature of the kingdom of God, of the dream of God for us, the grand plan, the way it is meant to be. They announce a community of justice and peace, a radical, inclusive way of life that would overthrow all powers that oppress people and would therefore be good news for the poor, the hungry, the broken and the left out. They bring hope. The 2 Corinthians passage is hope. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. The love of Jesus compels us to see a new creation, a new order, a new way of being. Vincent Lingiari saw a new way and took a small step, which turned out to be many steps committed to justice and changed the course of history. We train our eyes to look at things in the world in faith and hope, seeing God's kingdom in unexpected places and people, not daunted by small things or modest beginnings. Bigger things, God's things, will come. From Little Things, Big Things Grow is the title of an exhibition that finished 2 weeks ago at the Klugerua Aboriginal Art Collection, a museum of the University of Virginia. The only museum in the US dedicated to Indigenous Australian art, caring for 2,200 artworks, the most significant collection of this kind outside Australia. They even have an artist a residency program, which currently is virtual. You can visit it on the web, and one day we may be able to visit in person once again. The eight-month exhibition had as its centerpiece a large-scale collaborative painting from 13 women artists from the Tjala Arts in Almaty, including Barbara Moore, who was a resident artist at the museum in 2019. Titled Naganampa Nagura, Our Country, it shows the ways in which these artists, all senior women, see the world connected by kin and country. Seeing it in the room, in its context, we realise how large this painting really is, and yet it's made up of so many tiny details, including lots of dots, from the dots to the tiny flowers of the bush plum to a grand scale painting as canvas. All actions are interrelated. It reminds us that every little thing is part of the grand tapestry of existence in our globally connected world. The exhibition brought together highlights from the Kaluga Rua collection in the era of the modern land rights movement, revealing the connection between art and identity and Indigenous peoples' political desire to communicate their ownership of and their belonging to places of their ancestors. From little things, big things grow. All of this speaks of hope. The kingdom of God is a place where big things grow from the little things. The kingdom of God is like being home, living with Jesus, as we explored last week. The kingdom of God, God's great plan, is a place of hope. I want to leave us with three things in response to this. Prayer. When we pray, it seems like a little thing, but big things grow from it. I believe God is calling us to pray together and individually. That's a challenge for me as well, to prioritise prayer in my everyday life, to participate in prayer times together with others, in our small groups or connect groups, or in prayer meetings, praying with others, for others, and for God's world. Giving. When we give with our finances and our practical things, what we give may seem small, but in the kingdom of God it grows into big things. We're called to give sacrificially and generously, so that big things grow from little things, so the kingdom of God, God's great plan for the community around us, for this earth, is realised. Good news for the poor, the hungry, the broken, and the left out. And thirdly, kindness. Look for the little things in kindness every day. Giving people a smile in the supermarket. Waving to a neighbour. Letting someone in your lane on the road. Giving bread, or lemons, or homemade biscuits to someone who isn't expecting it. A neighbour, someone at work or school, a friend, a family member. You know, being kind is valuing and living and practicing acceptance, hope, and transformation in Jesus, our vision statement. Small choices, small things that when made in love can change the world. Mustard seed choices. 2 weeks ago, between the morning services, we made a cup of coffee for someone who happens to be homeless. They didn't want to come in, but were grateful for a cuppa and the offer to take things on from the community share table. Such a little thing. And yet, an expression of God's love. From little things, big things grow. We respond to God's grace with prayer, giving, and kindness in our everyday lives so that big things will grow from our little things. Amen.
In the desert, when all that's within me feels dry, prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. This is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proved of more worth than gold, so refine me, Lord, through the flame. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on His promise I'll stand. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. All of my life, in every season, You are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, You are still God. I have a reason to sing, I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, You are still God. Weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the harvest, when favor and providence flow. I know I'm filled to be again, the seed I've received, I will sow.
Let's pray together. Lord God, thank You for Your grace given so abundantly, available to us that we don't earn. Thank You that in the kingdom of God, from small things, big things do grow. That the kingdom of God is like being home, living with Jesus. And that Your great plan is a place of hope and justice and peace. God of living things, landscape Your world with the spreading shrubs and trees of Your church. That all brings beautiful and good may flourish in Your world. God of grace and fresh beginnings, we are sorry for those times that we are self-sufficient, sure of ourselves and yet blind to our motives. We're sorry for our pride and sorry for our lack of care for others. Thank You that these things and all our sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, open our eyes and spirits to see the possibilities around us and within us. And Holy Spirit, grant us faith that trusts Your working in new ways through those around us, through those we worship with. Help us to be a people of prayer, giving and kindness in our everyday lives so that big things will grow from our little things. We pray now for those closest to us, those around us in the community of faith, online and in fellowship, those we see face to face, those You have fixed in our mind's eye. for family and friends, for church and community, for all who matter to us in the bonds of love, we pray today. We pray for those who are our guides for life and faith, who point us to the ways of the kingdom of God, for the teachers of our children and students, for their diligence and commitment, and for those who teach us our faith by what they say and do through what they know and are. We pray for people who serve in community and nation, who walk in the corridors of responsibility and sit in the chambers of decision-making, for those who stand tall for what is right, for those who give of themselves for the benefit of others, that they may always place the greater good above the love of self. We pray for all in need, broken, hungry, left out, or ill at ease in body, mind, or spirit, and we name them before you now. And we pray for our world, for justice to replace injustice, peace to replace war, homes to replace homelessness, health to replace disease, food to fill the hungry, freedom to replace oppression. And we pray for those struggling with COVID and for vaccines for all people, all nations. We bring you our giving today, both our finances and our practical gifts. Help us to give sacrificially and generously, so that big things grow from little things, so the kingdom of God, your great plan for the community around us, for this earth, is realized. Good news for the poor, the hungry, the broken, and the left out. Strengthen us in our growth, we pray. Take us and use us for your purposes. Let us believe in your ways and not in our own success and failures, for we are yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One, two, three, four.
Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, baby. To those in need, take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow where you lead. Take these hands, may they reach out love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk everywhere we go.
Thank you for joining us. If you would like prayer, We would love to pray with you. Either press the prayer button if you're watching live or send us an email. There's a congregation meeting, an AGM, being held on Sunday the 27th of June at 1:30 p.m. here at Adelaide Western. All are welcome to that from any of our four services, in person or online. This is a great opportunity to hear about the life of the church. From little things, big things grow in the kingdom of God. God's great plan, the place of hope. Go into this week responding to God's grace with prayer, giving, and kindness in your everyday lives so that big things will grow from our little things. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your way. Love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we.